This is VOA News. I'm Scott Walterman. North Korean state media reported early Wednesday that the country had succeeded in putting a reconnaissance satellite in orbit. The White House strongly condemned North Korea over the launch, calling it a brazen violation of UN sanctions that could destabilize the region. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, the latest to say it appears a deal to get Hamas-held hostages released is close. He said so while talking with Israeli troops near Gaza.
We are currently focusing on a very strong and proactive defense in the north in order to achieve a crushing victory in the south. The first goal, the elimination of Hamas, does not stop until it is done. Second goal, the return of the hostages. We are making progress. I don't think it's worth saying too much, not even at this point. I hope there will be good news soon.
The fighting continued between Israel and Hamas militants as what appears to be the final details being agreed to in the hostage release and pause of fighting. Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. It is now being reported that Netanyahu has called a meeting of his war cabinet to consider the latest deal on the table. COVID-19 remains a threat as a virus variant that has been spreading steadily around the globe. According to the World Health Organization, which put out a bulletin on Tuesday, World Health Organization expert Maria van Kerkhove said the virus called SARS-CoV-2 is circulating in every country right now and still poses a threat to the population of the world.